This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The 2015 Illinois corn yield estimates were released today by the USDA National Ag Statistics Service. Corn yield estimates for counties in the WSMI listening area were as follows. Sangamon, 183.5 bushels per acre. Christian, 189.7 bushels per acre. Montgomery, 169.8. Macoupin, 152.5. Green, 150.5. Jersey, 159. Madison, 169.8. Bond, 159.9 bushels per acre. And Fayette, 154.4. And once again, those were the 2015 county yield estimates for corn in Illinois. And the state yield average was 175 bushels per acre. The 2015 Illinois soybean yield estimates were also released today by the USDA. Soybean yield estimates for counties in the WSMI listening area were also as follows. Sangamon, 60.7 bushels per acre. Christian, 60.2 bushels per acre. Montgomery, 56.6 bushels per acre. Macoupin, 55. Green, 55.9. Jersey, 53.7. Madison, 55.1, Bond, 48.5 bushels per acre, and Fayette, 50.4 bushels per acre. Once again, those were the 2015 county yield estimates for soybeans in Illinois, and the state yield average was 56 bushels per acre. In other news, an American Farm Bureau official says President Obama's decision to go to Cuba next month will draw more attention to the U.S. embargo that continues to thwart farm trade with Havana. Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge attended the Pan American Conference in Havana in January of 1928. That was a time when the U.S. controlled Cuban politics and the Cuban economy, according to the University of Virginia's Miller Center. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Samuelson says the effort today is all about ending the now decades-old trade embargo.
I think the visit by the president to Cuba will draw more attention to the issue. It certainly elevates the whole issue of relations with Cuba. I think mostly it's on a political level, but draws attention also to the fact that the embargo continues. And it's something that we know really needs to be addressed if we're going to have full trade relations with Cuba.
However, it's still up to Congress, who's caught up in election year politics, to lift the embargo and enable U.S. banks to extend credit to Cuba to buy more U.S. agriculture exports versus cheaper goods from competitors. Obama's pending trip has spilled into the presidential campaigns, with both Cuban-American senators vying for the Republican nominee, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, criticizing the planned visit.
Well, given the politics around the our relations with Cuba over all these decades, it's hard to know what else can make an impact on those politics. But certainly if it gets into the presidential campaign, if those candidates from Florida, how long that they will go with this. But that'll, again, drawing attention to the issue certainly raises its profile.
Bipartisan bills to end the embargo have gone nowhere in the face of opposition from Cuban-American lawmakers. The Treasury Department has lifted cash-in-advance restrictions on agriculture sales to Cuba, and agriculture equipment, seeds, and food processing are now exempt from financing restrictions. But Farm Bureau argues it's not enough and that only ending the embargo will make a real difference in farm sales to Cuba. We'll be back with more after these messages. National FFA Week kicks off on Saturday. The week runs February 20th to the 27th as FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. The week-long tradition began in 1947 when the National FFA Board of Directors designated the week of George Washington's birthday as National FFA Week. The designation was made in recognition of Washington's legacy as an agriculturist and farmer. The first National FFA Week was held in 1948. Today, FFA Week always runs Saturday to Saturday and encompasses February 22nd, Washington's birthday. The Gillespie FFA chapter has several things planned for the week, as I had a chance to talk with a Gillespie FFA chapter officer, Nick Jarman. Nick, could you start off by telling us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
Thank you, Katie. I'm a junior at Gillespie High School, and I'm the Gillespie FFA chapter reporter.
And could you fill us in on some of the things that you have to do as reporter?
I write articles for the paper, and I update our chapter Facebook page and update our school website with our FFA chapter activities.
And speaking of activities, you guys are going to be pretty busy here in a couple of weeks. Starting out on February 20th, you have something going on.
Yes, we have the Alumni Pancake and Sausage Breakfast to kick off National FFA Week. It's a community event from 7 to 10 in the high school cafeteria.
And what days is National FFA Week going to take place during?
The 22nd through the 26th.
And do you have a lot of events planned for that so far?
Yeah, every day at lunch for the students, we have contests. So far, we have a milk chugging contest, a pie eating contest, and we're playing tug of war. And we're thinking of new ideas that we're going to implement. It's always been a successful week, and students just have a lot of fun.
And do you have an event coming up on the 25th during that week, too, a chili supper?
Yeah, we have the alumni chili supper for parents, students, and alumni. That's also at the high school cafeteria at 6. Everybody's welcome to that.
Does that serve as a fundraiser for the chapter?
I believe the chili supper is free, but I know the alumni and pancake sausage you have to pay for.
Okay, any tickets need to have beforehand or just show up and get them at the door?
The alumni pancake and sausage breakfast, you can contact our advisor, Rick Spencer, and I know you can buy them at the door as well.
Gillespie FFA chapter reporter Nick Jarman, and once again, the Gillespie FFA alumni pancake and sausage breakfast will take place tomorrow morning, Saturday, February 20th, from 7 to 10 a.m. in the high school cafeteria, and the alumni chili supper will be held on February 25th at 6 p.m., also in the high school cafeteria. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.